Welcome to Cults Daily. Throughout the month of April, we're addressing the manifestos and ideologies of some of history's most infamous cult leaders. Dorothy Martin claimed to receive communications from outer space, warning of disastrous loss of life in 1955. Her wild prophecies attracted Dr. Charles Lawhead and a small group of followers known as the Seekers, many of whom had quit their jobs and sold their belongings in anticipation of the end. If you enjoy this episode, remember to come back tomorrow for a brand new episode of Cults Daily. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. On December 21, 1954, a group of middle-aged professionals gathered for caroling and holiday snacks at a house in Oak Park, Illinois. They were in a festive mood, but not because of the season. They were happy because the floating orb was coming for them tonight.
The group, called the Seekers, were in Dorothy Martin's backyard, waiting for their salvation from a coming apocalypse. Their leader, Dr. Charles Lawhead, assured them that the entire country would be swallowed by the earth at midnight.
As the hour approached, the believers ripped out their jewelry and tore the metal buttons out of their clothes in preparation for their ascension. One man, in a panic, ran inside to cut the zipper out of his pants with a razor blade.
Outside, the Seekers rehearsed the password phrases Lawhead told them they might need to board the alien ship. Then, the clock struck midnight. Everyone went silent and looked up into the sky.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 20th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today we're discussing the apocalyptic prophecies of Dr. Charles Lawhead and his followers. They called themselves the Seekers and believed that aliens would destroy Earth around Christmas 1954. The cult's prophecy inspired new psychological investigations into the phenomenon of cognitive dissonance and had lasting ramifications on cult studies in the 20th century.
Charles Lawhead was the organizer and leader of the Seekers, but the original prophecies came from a woman named Dorothy Martin. Dorothy was an early believer in the Dianetics movement, which became the Church of Scientology.
But back in 1954, Dorothy believed that she could commune with extraterrestrials through writing. She believed her hand was a vessel for messages from another world.
The only person who seemed to take her seriously was her friend, Dr. Charles Lawhead. The doctor and his wife had been searching for spiritual enlightenment by exploring UFO sightings and possible extraterrestrial contact.
Lawhead firmly believed in the existence of aliens and that these distant beings were very concerned with the future of planet Earth. When his friend Dorothy told him in August 1954 that she had a premonition, he believed her.
In fact, Lawhead publicized Dorothy's prophecy. She told him that a great cataclysm would strike on December 21st, 1954, and the doctor wrote this into a brief newspaper article. In his writing, he predicted the specifics of this cataclysm.
Lawhead foretold of a great volcano that would stretch from Canada's Hudson Bay all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. This volcano would cause a huge tidal wave that would wash over North America.
The charismatic Lawhead rallied Dorothy and other UFO believers to form a non-denominational church devoted to preparations for the apocalypse. Several of these believers experienced frenzied premonitions themselves, feeding into Lawhead's prophecy.
But one of the members of this church was another doctor named Leon Festinger, a psychologist. He read the newspaper article, and while he didn't believe Lawhead's predictions, Leon saw a perfect opportunity to study the phenomenon known as cognitive dissonance.
The seekers gathered on the night of December 21st, ready for the end of the world.
But it never came. The clock struck midnight, and nothing happened. By 4 a.m., it was obvious that nothing was going to happen.
Leon was there that night and saw the rampant disappointment on the seekers' faces, as Lawhead's prediction never occurred. He said there was little to see in the reactions of the people in that room. There was no talking, no sound. People sat stock still, their faces seemingly frozen and expressionless.
The seekers didn't know how to react to the failed prophecy. Many wandered out of the house, shaken. The followers soon parted ways, rejoining their lives. Dorothy continued to believe in the extraterrestrials, preaching their existence for another four decades until her death in 1992.
Leon went on to develop the theory of cognitive dissonance, which describes a mental phenomenon where a person holds two or more contradictory beliefs or ideas as true, even when presented with new information proving otherwise. The seekers had believed in Lawhead wholeheartedly, even when evidence countered his predictions.
Lawhead and his wife returned home and found their neighbors had become hostile. His own sister tried to have him committed to a mental institution and his children taken into protective custody. Eventually, Lawhead and his family fled to California.
But the failed prophecy had a lasting effect. Leon's theory of cognitive dissonance, as seen in the seekers' ardent beliefs that defied reason and evidence, became a cornerstone theory in behavioral science and continues to be studied today.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.